talking with the experts.
In episode 560, discover how to break free from living payday to payday with Sharman Moore's insights on financial abundance.
You know, there's all kinds of ways to do, but I actually use that. I use the jars, and I learned to make till 55% of your income is in the main, and your food, your and all of those things go out of that jar. But your debt jar, everything that has an interest attached to it. So anything with an interest, car, mortgage, credit cards, anything with interest attached to it goes into the debt jar. And then the living jar, light, gas, water, things that are, they're still monthly expenses, but they don't have an interest attached to them, you put there. And that really worked well for me. We'll find something that works well for others, but that worked well for me. And I was only allowed to have a debit card for the main account. The money already was moved over to debt. So that, and then I put it on automatic spend. So the mortgage and the car and anything with debts got paid automatically.
Talking with the experts. Welcome to Talking with the Experts. This is where we discuss great ideas to take your business to the next level. How do we know these ideas work? Well, it's because we're talking with business owners who are using these ideas. Business owners who have years of experience and expertise. All things business by business owners for business owners. And now, here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson from rosedavidson.com.au. Talking with the Experts is all about business, by business owners, for business owners. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. And today it's my very great pleasure to introduce you to Charm Moore. And Charm is an author, a leader in biotech with a specialization in digital wealth, seamlessly blends her expertise with her spiritual journey as the creator of the Abundance Quest, which is an online course designed to help individuals discover their unique money identity and unlock abundance. She has a background in nursing, leadership, and business acumen, and offers a holistic approach to wealth and abundance, inspiring conscious entrepreneurs and spiritual business owners to manifest their dreams and transform their financial realities. And today, Charm's going to be discussing with us how we can liberate ourselves from the payday to payday syndrome and, you know, make our lives more fulfilling and, you know, come up with some business strategies that we can use to not be so desperate and looking for funds to sustain us. Charm, welcome to Talking with the Experts. It's such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, Rose. It is a wonderful pleasure to meet you too. And this is a marvelous platform. Thank you for your time and energy into this platform. This is wonderful.
Thank you so much for those very kind words. It makes my day and starts my day off on a positive note, which is wonderful. Now, we all have a relationship with money. You know, and so how did you go from being an RN, a registered nurse, to doing what you're doing now?
I actually started from a place, a very low place, right? So I find the more people that I work with that they have this similar story where you hit bottom, where there's nowhere else to go. You're financially ruined, as you would, in your eyes, you're financially ruined. And on top of that, I was ill. So I became ill, then couldn't work. And then, you know, money just spiraled out of control. And I had to look in. There was nowhere else to go. There was nobody else to help me. There was nobody, no rich dad to go borrow money from. I had to look in and go, how am I going to navigate this? What am I going to do? And I had to get still. And when I got still, I was like, why am I here? What am I here to do? What can I do now? And it was a very calm, still voice said, you know, you've got to find your purpose and you've got to live your purpose. You can't continue this rat race. Like, you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. And I had been working 10 jobs, just like any good Jamaican woman was doing. And it was not. serving me. It didn't work, right? I was chasing paper, I was grinding, and that's all I knew. That's what was taught to me. That's what I saw my mother do, my father do, and that's all I knew. So it was a place of hitting bottom that got me to where I am today, where I had to look and do something different.
Yeah, so I guess, and doing that different thing, you know, often we get stuck in that, you know, the sameness of the same routines, repeating the same old patterns, and, you know, wanting a different outcome. But we can't have a different outcome if we don't change what we're doing, and you know, focus on and getting out of our comfort zone is really, really important.
Huge, Rose, huge. And so my comfort zone was the fact that even though, and I learned this because I decided to become a life coach in that time that I was ill, I decided to become a life coach, even though I didn't have the money for that. And just the universe, the owner of the school let me take the course for free because there was something she believed in me, which is just was a gift from the universe. But once I started going through this very long course, it was very, very cohesive. I was coached. So you can't become a life coach unless you start digging into your own closet and your own wounds and your own challenges. And I learned that I didn't like money. I learned that I avoided it at all counts. I didn't want to look at my bank account. I didn't want to look at the money. I didn't want to look at my bills. I didn't want to do any of that. But yet still you say you want it. So what I've learned over the last 20 years was I was not an energetic match, a vibrational match to money. You say you want it, but if you looked at your behaviors, your subconscious and your conscious beliefs, they're not congruent. And money is energy, it's not paper. So this was a 20-year journey for me of unlearning and undoing everything that I had been doing and I had learned to do. And when I started really doing that, I became wealthy. For lack of a better term, I became wealthy. But it took me going in. And unfortunately for me, I don't think people should wait till you hit bottom. I don't think you should wait till you're in foreclosure and your car is being repossessed. I don't think you should wait to that. I think you should look at your circumstances now and ask yourself if you're happy with where you are financially. That's all you need to do in this moment. Do you have the results that you're looking for in your financial, because there's a life wheel. So in your life wheel with spirituality and relationships and everything else, your piece of the pie that is in finance, are you good with that? And if you're not, then it's time to go in and look. And I, you know, I developed the money archetypes, the money monk, the money avoider, the money spender, and the money hoarder. And those four archetypes come from some kind of wounding as a child, or it could come from anywhere, but you develop that money archetype and you live that out. And it's almost like being on a hamster wheel, right? Because the money monk thinks money is bad, evil, you know, the root of all evil. They say they want money, but they think it's bad. You're not a vibrational match to money, which is a high vibrational energy. So that's how I started developing and working. And as I started to do that, and I started to really develop a healthy relationship with money, miracles started happening. My house did not go into foreclosure and get sold. My car did not go away. I really took it serious that I had to do something different.
Yeah. And, you know, you're right about money being a vibrational tool because, you know, we just think of it as, you know, metal and paper, and we don't think of it as having its own identity. But, you know, how can we go from that thinking of, you know, it's just an object to really thinking that money has a vibration of its own? And how can we use that to attract it to ourselves and change our own vibration?
Well, the first thing you've got to do is you've actually got to believe what we're saying in this moment between each other, Rose, because there's a lot of people, including me myself. I was a nurse, so I am a scientist, black and white. One and one is two, right? What goes up comes down. That's the law of gravity. I had to believe that what I'm hearing right now, which I heard years ago, is actually true. And believe it and start walking in that direction of going, okay, this sounds kind of weird because this paper is money and you're trying to tell me it's energy. Yes, I'm trying to tell you it's energy. And if you don't believe me, listen to the things that I've just said to you and see and tell me what your results are. When I ask you, are you content with the way your financial reality is now? And if you say no, think back on how many times on the hamster wheel has the same thing happened over and over again. Are you looking for payday? Are you, if you spent most of your payday money before you even have gotten it? If that is the cycle that you've been on for as long as you could remember, if that's what you learned from your parents or your aunt or your uncle or your grandfather, right? You've got to come to a place now where you're open to shifting. You've got to be open, is what I'm saying. That is the first. It's and the reason why I'm honing in on this, Rose, is because that is one of the hardest things to do. And it is first and foremost, you've got to be all in that, this something in you, this is making so much sense and it's resonating with you. And she's like, you know, she's right. I've been doing the same thing over, I'm getting the same results. Money really is energy. And I'm not a match to it because I don't have a relationship with it. Money, you have to have a relationship with it. You have to circulate it. You know, it's a high vibrational space. And if you live at a place where you get up in the morning and go, okay, another day at work, another this, another that. I'm thankful, but it's just the same old thing. That's not a very high vibrational space. Money's up here. You've got to be a vibrational match to it. How do you get there? It depends on you. I can tell you how I got there, and there's a lot of different modalities and stuff and things, but awareness is so huge that I have to start there. The awareness. Once you are aware and you are accountable and you say, yeah, I'm a money avoider, recovering. I'm a recovering money avoider because she never goes away, but I manage her. I'm a recovering money avoider. Okay, I avoid money. Now I can do something about that. I can have the courage to not avoid. When I don't want to look at my credit card statement, I say, okay, courage, you got to show up here and help me look at this credit card statement, manage it, manage my money. But if the awareness is not there and if the accountability is not there, all the other modalities are not going to work. And there's lots of them. And lots of clients have gotten excellent results on the planet from it. But those are the two things, first off, right off the bat.
Lovely. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now I want to go into your the abundance quest. You know, what can people expect from that? And you know, how does it work so that you know people can change their energy and bring up the vibration?
I do everything in the Abundance Quest. It's a 10 chapter course. And I start with, you know, just talking about vibrational energy, talking about money as energy, and get you to understand and believe that money is energy. Use it. I use really practical stories and things like that so you can see yourself. I tell my own story of how I was anchored as an avoider. I had a traumatic event at five. And from that moment, when I was 5 years old with my parents fighting over money, it anchored that money wasn't safe and it made me fearful. And I literally, for a long time, lived my life from that place of fear and didn't know it. Didn't know it. So I help you understand and come into contact with your money archetype first. So you take the money, you take the abundance, the money archetype quiz, you find out who your money archetype is, and then you anchor to that money archetype. Where did it come from? Who led you here? Who, you know, just so that when things get rough, you can come back to that child and say, you know what, that's you know what, little girl, you're safe with me. I'm the adult. I'm not going to put you through that, but I shouldn't have you. I shouldn't have the little girl showing up trying to manage the bank account, right? I need to manage the bank account. A 7-year-old doesn't need to manage. So I help you anchor to that so that as the journey goes on and you start rewiring your brain around money, you can always go back when you start to, I even say in this moment, where you feel like you're not on track, you can always go back and go, wait a minute, wait a minute. That's just the little girl. It's not me. That's the little girl showing up, right? I'm going to comfort her. I'm going to have compassion for her. She had a rough time in that time during her childhood with that incident. And it's coming up, it's showing up. Because before we were acting out and I was not paying my bills and not looking at bills and whatever. And that was the little girl. I didn't know, so I couldn't manage it. I couldn't have compassion and I couldn't move forward. So that happens in the course. Then some tactical things happen in the course. Like when I started really tackling money, I decided to do the envelope or the jar. You know, there's all kinds of ways to do, but I actually use that. I use the jars and I learned to make till 55% of your income is in the main and your food, your, and all of those things go out of that jar. But your debt jar, everything that has an interest attached to it. So anything with an interest, car, mortgage, credit cards, anything with interest attached to it goes into the debt jar. And then the living jar, light, gas, water, things that are, they're still monthly expenses, but they don't have an interest attached to them, you put there. And that really worked well for me. We'll find something that works well for others, but that worked well for me. And I was only allowed to have a debit card for the main account. The money already was moved over to debt. So that, and then I put it on automatic spend. So the mortgage and the car and anything with debts got paid automatically, but I didn't see them. I could only see this 55% that I was responsible to live on. The magic about this whole thing was I developed a relationship with my money by default. It's really quite magic because I'm a task-driven person. So you give me a task to do, I can check it off. But what I didn't realize that in doing this task, which is kind of fun to be watching your money grow, I didn't realize I had rewired my brain to have a relationship, healthy relationship with money. Other people, they can do it just fine. But for me, I had a wound. I couldn't do it. So that's part of the Abundance Quest, where we do tactical things. And I help you figure out how are we going to help you develop a healthy relationship with money tactically, because that's got to happen. Then once we do that, then, okay, you're starting to develop a healthy relationship with money. Now, how do you grow it? How do you start to call in miracles? People don't understand how powerful, some people don't understand how powerful affirmations are, but they rewire the brain and they build synapses. When you say positive in that affirmations, it builds the synapses, the connections in your brain. Well, so do the negative ones. And those beliefs that you find, I'm stupid, I'm such a terrible money manager, blah, blah, blah. Your brain hears that, your mind hears that, your subconscious hears that, and you bring more of that to you. And that's just spiritual law. It's not me. So the same thing with affirmations. I'm telling you, I flooded my brain and my mind with positive affirmations. And money affirmations, I had them all over my house for years. My kids were so funny. They'd go, uh-oh, there she is. Something's going to happen. My mom's got affirmations all over the house. They know when I'm getting ready to manifest something, I absolutely immerse myself in what it is that I'm trying to do. So I go into the science of affirmations and how powerful they are, no matter whether you believe it or not, and how you it's one of the quickest ways to rewire the brain and retrain the subconscious mind for abundance. One of the fastest ways. And it's so easy, but because people don't believe it, they actually cheat themselves out of a very easy way to rewire the brain. So then once I do that, we move into the last part, where I talk about your vibrational energy and gratitude, because you got to be grateful for what you have right now in order to get anything further. That's just spiritual law. Gratitude is the key to the kingdom. So I understand what I explain what that looks like in real time, what that looks like. And then at the end, we talk about, because as I started moving and growing and so many miracles and so many checks in the mail and so much restitution with banks, and you know, you start to develop wealth, and how do you start to invest in what you love, and what does that look like for you? Because it looks a lot different for everyone, but how do you circulate your money, invest it wisely so that you continue to make more of it without the stress and the strife and the strain? How do you do that for you? So we end, but we go from the first part of the spectrum where you're a money avoider, learn who, where it was, anchor in that, learn to manage the avoider, learn tactical skills on how to develop a healthy relationship, then learn how to grow through manifestations and start to be very comfortable with the miracles of money that come to you. Because at first you're like, wow, I can't believe this stuff is really working, but it really does work. And then once you start to make money, how do you invest it and grow it? That's the abundance quest.
Wow, that's pretty comprehensive. I mean, and you honestly, you know, I think that it's 10 chapters, and I think you go through each one and you come out with this great outcome at the end. It's almost a miracle, Charm. And you know, I think that it can benefit a lot of us to be able to know what our money type is and work out why we like that and work through the things that are holding us back from being, you know, the abundant person that we can be.
Yes. And like I said, if you feel like I'm actually good where I am, then that's fine. It's for those that say, you know what, I'm not good right now where I am. This is the time to take a look and go in. Not when you're completely almost destitute. I don't suggest that.
No, absolutely not. No, I've been there, done that. And I'm, you know, working my way, still working my way through, you know, my
you
money
do.
Challenges. I think we all have them. It doesn't matter how much you attract abundance. There's always challenges with money in anyone's life, you know, because you get
absolutely.
Those times when there's an unexpected bill that comes through or an unexpected event where you just don't have the finances available to, you know, to deal with it. So, you know, you've got to keep that in mind, that no matter how much, you know, you use manifestation and build up your vibration and, you know, and get to that higher plane, there's always things that come in the mix that, you know, that you don't expect.
Right. It's, but when you're abundant, those things don't derail you. You may not have the funds, but that doesn't derail your spirit. It doesn't derail your soul, you know? And that's the cool thing about that. When you're in a low vibrational space and you're an avoider and you get hit with something, it's devastating, right? But when you get to this place, you know that money is for you. The universe is for you. You know that it's going to work out. However, it's going to work out. And that alone is a gift. You don't need the money if you have one divine connection. Your car breaks down, but you have a friend whose friend is a mechanic. And they say, look, you've done so much for me. I'm just going to come fix the car. You didn't need money, right? You need to be a vibrational match to have that car fixed. That's all you needed. And those are the kind of things that happen, because abundance is not just money. It's so many other things. But I believe in divine connections. And right now, I'm just one link in your chain of good growth. And that's what you'll find when you start to raise your vibrational energy and you're a match to money. But that's just one. That's just one of the one thing you gain. There's so much other things you gain besides money. And one of those is peace. Peace in knowing that abundance is your birthright. So if you don't have the money, it's not a problem, right? You'll get it it'll work out some other way. All things are working for your good for those who love. Right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Now you can find Tam on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and on her website. The website is iamcharmin.com. So that's iamcharmin.com. Go and check out her course. Honestly, it sounds phenomenal. All of her links will be put in the show notes. Charmin, if you had something to say to our audience specifically, not specifically about what we've discussed today, but you know, some quote or a bit of advice or a hint or tip, what might that be?
Abundance is your birthright. It's yours. We live in an abundant universe. Just look at it. You're not part of this abundant universe to live in lack. You're part of this abundant universe to partake of all that is wonderful about the universe. So don't live your life and let it end without not knowing your own abundance, what that looks like. It doesn't have to be a whole lot of money, but it does need to be an abundant life where you are like,
absolutely. I love that. That's, you know, very true that if we live in a world where we look for lack, we'll always attract lack. So if you look at live in a world where you attract, think abundantly about, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to be money. It can be love. It can be peace. It can be all of those things. If you live in a world where that's the life you want to lead, full of all the great things, then you will attract those things.
You will.
In heaps.
Rose, you will. It's just true.
Tom, it has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rose. And thank you for the platform. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time.